FM Keene. WJFM.
The following program is sponsored by Love and Lordship Ministry.
Welcome to Love and Lordship's The Authority of Love, where our desire is for every life and every relationship to be built on the love and lordship of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to The Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks for joining us on this broadcast. Now, if you joined us yesterday, you know that the purpose of the message was to move us from seeking stuff, things, and blessings from God, and into seeking for Him and Him alone. This is the true purpose that Christ came, lived, and died, and rose from the dead to give us, a real and intimate relationship with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We could have it in no other way, and the enemy would love nothing more than for us to take what Christ has given it and turn our prayers and lives into a wish list of our own selfish desires. However, God loves us way too much to fulfill desires that will ultimately destroy us and our relationship with Him. As I shared early on in our faith walk, we often find that God shows up with some answers and blessings that are obvious, but His ultimate goal in testing and growing our faith is to know and love Him. Think about the first and greatest command and why it is placed in that priority position. There's nothing more important or better than this relationship with Him. He knows this and was willing to send Christ, and Christ was willing to leave all of heaven and to come and pay our debt and cancel our sin so we could have this relationship. Now, if you missed yesterday's message or any other ones, you can go to loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. Use an A-N-D in there, not an ampersand. Don't use that. If you're watching on video, I'm pointing to the ampersand on my banner. Okay, loveandlordship.com, and you'll find articles there. That's the read tab. You can find videos on the watch, or you can listen on the podcast, to the podcast on the listen tab. If you have questions or concerns, if you'd like to challenge anything I say, disagree, or if you just want to encourage a comment, you can do that at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Love and Lordship, again, A-N-D in the middle, loveandlordship@gmail.com. As I mentioned at the close of yesterday's message, we're going to move today from the question, what's in it for me? That was basically yesterday's message, right? To what do I actually receive from the Lord? We keep hearing that He is such a good and gracious God, so obviously He'd want me to have all that my heart desires. Well, while that is true, it is really so far from the truth the way we interpret it. You see, because God knows our sinful, selfish flesh and hearts way better than we do, so His answers, whether they are yes, no, maybe, or wait, and He always answers, okay, always. The question is, are you willing to receive that answer if it doesn't line up with what you wanted? His answers are always much better for us than Him just fulfilling our wish list from a jaded and sinful heart and mind. That's how much He loves us. So let's dive into today's Devo and answer the question from God's perspective, a much better place to be than my own desires. And here it is. What will you get? If you're following along in the devotional booklet or online at myutmost.org, we're on April the 28th. Chambers continues with the same text as yesterday, Jeremiah 45:5, in today's message, revealing what God actually promises. Even with a nation and people that have blasphemed His name, rejected His love, and broken every law. Before we get to the devotional, let me ask you a related question. Based upon where you are in your walk with Christ, are you still seeking just to get what you want? Or is your desire in seeking more along the lines of, God, how can I know You more? We're back to Jeremiah 45:5, and Chambers starts with this. Your life will I give you for a prey, P-R-E-Y, that's interesting, in all places wherever you go. You may be asking, what does that even mean? That's why I spelled the word prey for you. I understand, as I asked the same question several times as I read and studied this over the years, In another translation, it reads this way, but I will give you your life as plunder. I will give your life to you as plunder in all the places where you may go. So no matter where I send you in exile, apart from me or anything else, the one thing you will have, you may not get a bunch of stuff, but you will have your life. See, that's what plunder was. That's what prey was. Remember, a predator seeks and receives his prey as he attacks the prey, right? And God says, I'm going to give you what you need. And you know what that is? That's your life. Chambers goes on to say, in other words, even though Israel has rejected me in every way, and it will be very difficult for you, Baruch, who was Jeremiah's scribe, and likely after hearing and writing down all the troubling but necessary prophecies of God to Jeremiah, he was wondering what chances he or anyone else had when Israel was taken into Assyria as captives. This is who the Lord instructed Jeremiah to speak this message to, Baruch, his scribe. I will spare your life as the richest of plunders. You may not get anything else, but I will spare your life. What does that mean for us today? And here's where we pick up Chambers' devotional. This is the unshakable secret of the Lord to those who trust in him. I will give you your life. What more does a man want than his life? It is the essential thing. Your life for a prey or plunder means that wherever you may go, even if it is into hell, you will come out with your life. Nothing can harm it. So many of us are caught up in the shows of things, not in the way of properties and possessions, but as we talked about yesterday, blessings. Lord, give me this, give me that. It'll make me happy, and that's what I want. And I know you're there for me to do that, right? If you remember yesterday's message, if you just seek and ask for blessings from God, what do you have when those are gone or taken away? Chambers continues, all these things have to go, but there is something grander, more grand, that never can go, the life that is hid with Christ in God. Are you prepared to let God take you into union with himself and pay no more attention to what you call the great things, the wishes, the blessings, the personal desires that you have? Are you prepared to abandon entirely and let go? The test of abandonment is in refusing to say, well, God, what about this? Beware of suppositions. Immediately you allow, what about this? It means you have not abandoned. You do not really trust God. In other words, it's not really God that you wanted, but only what God could do for you and give you. This is so very elementary and immature, and yet God graciously works on in and through us to get us to the point where we are willing to abandon if we will persevere and stay the course of faith by grace. Chambers says, immediately you do abandon, you think no more about what God is going to do. And I'm going to add here, or what he's going to give you, or how he's going to make it right based on your thoughts and motives. Abandon means to refuse yourself the luxury of asking any questions. If you abandon entirely to God, he says at once, your life will I give you for a prey, or for the as the greatest plunder. The reason people are tired of life is because God has not given them anything. They have not got their life as a prey or as that which means the most to you, your life hid with Christ in God. The way to get out of that state is to do just what we've been talking about, abandon to God. When you do get through to abandonment to God, you will be the most surprised and delighted creature on earth. God has got you absolutely and has given you your life. See, that's the life he gives you, that eternal life that we can have, not just in heaven, but here and now. If you are not there, it is either because you are because of your disobedience or a refusal to be simple enough. I simply surrender and abandon to you. Here's some food for thought to wrap up today's message. What's it going to take for us to get beyond just asking God for stuff for us? What will it take to get us out of our selfish, fleshly desires into thanking God for saving us and giving us our life, and then us giving it back to him? This is the message of the Bible. And the only way that that can truly be fulfilled is, thank you, God, I give it back to you. I pray that you will come to the point in your faith where the Lord will simply give you your life and you will, in abandonment, say, Lord, here I am, a living sacrifice, Romans 12:1. I give it to you. Now you live through me as you please and desire. Here's our love in action items in line with today's message. Always, you know these if you're a regular listener. One, spend time with God in His Word and prayer and listening every day. Notice I say that every day because you want to keep that commitment. And I promise you, you're going to learn things. You're going to grow in Him and all that comes with it. Begin with the scriptures in this message. And again, I said yesterday, if you want to do more or you want to start somewhere else, start with the Psalms in the Old Testament and John, the Gospel of John in the New Testament. Number two, while you're doing this, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. It's part of His role and one of the functions that He has in our lives to teach us. Number three, what is it that God has given you that has strengthened your faith? Part of that is, what do you need to let go of or quit asking for in order to make your priority focus simply Him? Now, I got to tell you, you can ask for anything. But what He wants to get us to is asking for that relationship with Him, to know and love Him and grow in that. The other things will fall in line. And finally, number four, what is keeping you from just asking for your life and to live it for Him? What needs to change in your faith and prayer life to get to this point? Begin today to respond to what Holy Spirit shows you. Now, tomorrow's Wednesday, so it's Wednesdays for Women. Be sure to join us as I'm joined by my friend and co-host, Adia Wushner, Executive Director of Kentucky Right to Life. We're going to discuss cultural, legislative, and spiritual issues and how they affect girls, women, wives, mothers, our marriages, our family, and our culture. Invite your family, friends, loved ones, and even enemies to hear this. We need to get in some good discussions, and we need to make sure that our angle, our take, our foundation is on the Word of God. Now, as I've said earlier, you can find out more at loveandlordship.com. Love, L-O-V-E-A-N-D, Lordship, L-O-R-D-S-H-I-P, all of it together, loveandlordship.com. That's our website. There on the homepage, you can find our book, The Authority of Love, second edition. There's an icon right in the middle of the page. Click on that, and it'll take you where you need to go. You can get the Kindle version, which is interactive. You can share that. You can take notes. You can even listen to an auditory version of that. Or you can get the paperback version. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. I have several that have bought that here in the last month or so, so I appreciate that. If you'd like to give, the Lord's leading you to do that to the Love and Lordship Ministry. You can do that at the Give tab on the near the upper right. Thank you for any and all donations. You can do one time or monthly. It's very quick and easy, a minute or so, and you've got that set up, and all donations are fully tax deductible. Thank you so much for that. You can do it through a mobile giving, cash.app/$LoveAndLordship. That's all together after the slash. cash.app/$LoveAndLordship, all together with both L's capitalized. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Christ. And remember, if He's encouraging you to give, but it's not to us, keep praying till He shows you where He would have you give. Thank you for that. Always grateful for that. Stay tuned at 12:45 for my good friend and brother, Greg Horn, and his program, Hope is Here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.
Thanks for listening to The Authority of Love today. We pray that you have been encouraged and challenged in your personal walk with Jesus Christ and with others in His love and lordship. To get a copy of the book, The Authority of Love, Second Edition, to find out more about love and lordship, or to make a tax-deductible donation, go to loveandlordship.com. That's loveandlordship.com. Thanks again, and God bless in Christ.
Did you know we're also on your smart speakers? Just say, hey Google, play WJMM.
Time now for Faith Point, sponsored by Faith Point Lexington.